Welcome to the Houston Strength Podcast. Let's uncover your strength.
What's going on, guys? This is Jordan. Welcome to the Houston Strength Podcast, where we're bringing actionable strength and conditioning tips to the masses. So today's topic, we're going to talk about breaking plateaus in the gym, and I'm going to share some tips and tricks that I've learned over the years of my being in the fitness industry. So especially this time of year, we always get a good influx of people trying to get ready for summertime. Pool season, beach season is upon us, and we might have figured out that what we're doing is not working like we'd want it to. So let's define what a plateau is. A plateau is when you hit a wall in your training progress and you're no longer seeing improvements in your strength, your endurance, or overall performance. So this can be incredibly frustrating for athletes and clients, but the good news is it's entirely normal. This happens to everybody. Everyone will experience a plateau at some point, but the key is to have a plan in place to overcome it and realize when you are plateaued. So the first thing to consider is, are you still doing the same exercises with the same weight and the same rep scheme week over week? If so, it's definitely time to switch things up. One way to do this is by changing your rep ranges. So if you've been doing sets of 8 to 10, switch to sets of 3 to 5 or 12 to 15. This will challenge your muscles in a new way and can help you break your plateau. And I think it's a good practice to vary your rep ranges, you know, if not week over week, every 2 to 3 weeks, vary it. So keep your body guessing, and you'll see a lot more adaptation if you're not accommodating to the training that you're doing every week. So another thing to consider is your training volume. Are you doing too much or too little? So if you're doing too much, you could be overtraining, which can lead to fatigue, a decrease in performance, and even injury. On the other hand, if you're doing too little, you may not be providing enough stimulus for your muscles to grow. So the key is to find the right balance for your body and adjust your training volume accordingly. And again, this is something you should pay attention to. I have ranges for my compound movements and explosive movements that I like to stay within. And then with accessory work, you obviously don't want to be taking yourself to failure over and over again, although I think it is okay to do it from time to time. So one of the most effective ways to break through a plateau is to incorporate new exercises, new movements into your training program. So this can be something as simple as if you're doing a barbell squat, traditional barbell squat for months, switch it up. You can do some front squats, do some Bulgarian split squats. This is going to challenge your muscle in a new way and can help you make progress again. So this is also something we try to vary the movements pretty frequently, even if it's just changing up the implement. So if 1 week we're straight bar squatting, the next week we might use duffalo bar and then go to a safety bar. We might add bands, we might add chains, depending what the emphasis of the session is and where we're at in our training block. So another way to break through a plateau is to improve your nutrition. If you're not fueling your body with the right nutrients, you're not going to see the results you want in the gym. I am not a nutrition specialist, but I always tell people just make sure you're eating enough protein, carbs, healthy fats, and then consider adding in supplements like creatine, beta-alanine, multivitamins, stuff like that. Make sure you're covering the big rocks, and anybody at a nutrition store is going to be able to point you in the right direction with that, and do some research on your own before adding that in. And if you do have medical conditions, consult with your primary care provider and make sure it's okay for you to add those supplements on top of your daily routine. Finally, it is essential to take a look at your recovery. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you stretching, foam rolling, doing soft tissue work regularly? Recovery is just as important as training. And if you're not allowing your body to recover properly, you're not going to see the progress you want, and you're much more susceptible to injury. So make sure you're taking care of your body, both inside and outside of the gym. So to sum it up, breaking through a plateau requires a multifaceted approach. You need to adjust your training program, incorporate some new movements, improve your nutrition, and make sure you're paying attention to and taking care of your recovery. The key is to experiment with what works best for your body, and don't be afraid to try new things. Hope you all found these tips helpful, and tune in next time to uncover your strength.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to catch the next episode of the Houston Strength Podcast and uncover your strength.